T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Design First Builders. Visit designfirstbuilders.com.
Mully and Hall. Live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Eddie Goldman, he's a silent killer, man. Works his tail off. He loves his job. He's one of the guys that does his job. Don't really talk too much, but he works his tail off. Unfortunately, we didn't have him last year. It's going to be great to have him this year. I know he's going to be here. He's been working his tail off. He looked totally different. I've been communicating with him as much as possible. He's a tough guy to get in contact with, but he loves us. He loves the Bears organization. He loves the defense. So he's going to come in here ready to work.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. That's Danny Trevathan, the Bears linebacker, probably entering his last season with the team. That's not an insult. That's just the reality of the NFL. Danny is getting a little bit older, and he's slowing down a little bit. And he's talking about Eddie Goldman, who we're calling it in unexcused absence. He has no permission to miss this particular time, and he's contractually obliged to be there. So the Bears, if they wanted to, they could dock his pay. They could fine him. I don't know that they would. But the fact of the matter is that Eddie opted out last year and has opted out of minicamp, and he's the only player that has. And, he's a different cat. Eddie Goldman keeps his own counsel. He's not a guy that is kind of front and center. I don't even know, Tom, who his friends on the team are. I'm not saying he doesn't have friends on the team. I'm saying I don't know who he is close to on the team or in the organization, who he's in contact with. I think it's important that the defensive players be at this mini camp. I know it's only a few days, but the fact of the matter is that you got a new defensive coordinator. There is a new defensive line coach. It would be nice if Eddie could connect. Olin was talking about it a little bit yesterday and suggested there's nothing to keep you off a plane. You could go visit this guy. You could get eyes on him. You could go meet with him. Let's take a listen.
If you ask me, Mully, that's how important Eddie Goldman is. I'm the head coach. I get on the plane. I go see him. I go see where he's at, where his mind is at, what kind of shape he's in, and do I have to worry about it? And look, if you're Ryan Pace and their scouting department and the guy who puts the team together, I'm going to go see this guy because I need to know, do I need another nose guard? Do I have to worry about you? Do I have a problem? And that's really where this should start. It shouldn't be what is Eddie Goldman doing. It shouldn't be we're surprised he isn't here. We should already know that. We should already have a plan to counter that. And we should already have people in his house, in his room, talking to him and looking at him and seeing what he looks like workout-wise.
I agree 100% with Olin. I need an eyes-on approach to Eddie Goldman. And if he's not going to show up, I'm going to go find him. And you're going to be able to pass that eye test immediately. If you look at a guy, so on this training roster from minicamp, They have him listed nose guard, 6'3", 318 pounds. If you come in and I look at him and all of a sudden he's 340 pounds, story told.
Right.
I the decision, like Olin says, I got to find you. Are you going to play nose guard for me, or the money that I already paid you, are you just on a spending spree and enjoying life? I can't have that. I need you to participate. You know, there are six guys on this roster from all the guys they have out at training at the minicamp. Six guys that have double-digit years. Eddie Goldman has a sixth year. This is in the prime of his career. And, you know, Mike Singletary was a guy who was an individual. He was a great teammate, super friendly, congenial guy, but he wasn't a guy that was, you know, hanging out with a big group of guys. He had a family, and he was doing his obligations at home. Eddie Goldman doesn't have to leave the facility with 5 of his teammates in tow,
right,
but he's got to show up to that facility every day, and he has to have that attitude that all these guys are looking at to try to get this team to win a division. And so that's the reflection of, I want to see the importance that football is playing in the role of Eddie Goldman's life. If football is not the most one of the top two most important things in
right.
his life next to his family,
right,
then I gotta look to make a change. That's no insult to Eddie Goldman. All I'm trying to do is see what's important for the Bears. And Eddie Goldman's role on this football team is equally as important as any other player on this football team. So, I can't let him play the role of avoidance.
Yes.
I need him to play the role of, look, man, we paid you, now you pay us.
And again, I'm not insulting him. I hope I'm not. I have talked to people about Eddie Goldman, and, it's fascinating to me. There are different personalities in every walk of life and everything
right.
that you do, and he's just a little bit different than some other guys. And, you know, when you talk about a football team is a big word. So there are guys that just love being around the game, that just love the smell of the locker room, love to put the pads on, love to just be around all of their teammates. There are other guys that are doing a job and they're coming in and they're going and all the rest of it. But it doesn't matter, provided you're a part of it when you're supposed to be. As simple as that. When you are, you know, I get it. You'd love everybody there for the voluntary portion. You would be sending a really good message if you showed up because, hey, I know we got a new coordinator. I know the guy. I want to show him respect by being there. Hey, I got a new position coach. I need to get to know him better. I'm going to show up and I'm going to be there. But that's all an aside, because it's not mandatory, and there is a push from the union. They've been telling guys, don't show up. So, you know, you forgive all that. You do. It shouldn't matter, and it shouldn't be held against anyone, regardless of what you think someone should do. But when the mandatory portion comes, you really need to just be there to go through it. Robert Quinn can't play. He's got a bad bet, whatever. If you don't feel comfortable, if this is some pandemic thing, whatever it might be, then wear a mask and stand on the sideline. But you have to show up, and as you say, it's got to be eyes on, and you just worry about what the future of the player is when you say, well, we know he's going to be at a training camp. Well, we know he's going to be here for the exhibition games. Well, you know, he's definitely going to be here at the start of the season. When do you draw the line? I think when it's a mandatory thing, you need to turn up, especially if you've been gone for a year and that's it. And I don't want to be cruel or mean about it, but it just seems like a fairly obvious point.
Well, that line better be drawn after this, mandatory minicamp that you didn't show up and then that you were hard to get a hold of. They paid you $300,000 last year to opt out. They gave you an enormous signing bonus a year before that as a part of your new contract. Everything the Bears are supposed to do, they've done.
Yeah.
And they sit there and they're asking this guy to show up. No way. You don't do that. You don't bend over backwards for a guy that you've already shown that commitment to. So, Eddie Goldman, he is an important part of this football team, but there's other guys that are going to be given the opportunity to step up to the plate and provide some of the spark. A guy like Bilal Nichols, when he was asked to move inside last year when Eddie Goldman opted out, Bilal Nichols, He's the model citizen, man. He's doing what's ever asked of him to be a major contributor on this defense. And he's getting better every snap that he's performing out there. So, man, I can't stop. I can't stop the but you know, when Robert Quinn, yeah, you'd bring him up. At least he's there, and Andre Tucker and the staff there have an eyes on opportunity to help him go through his conditioning and going through the protocol of rehabilitation and stuff to make sure he's in a good position once training camp gets here. And like Olin says, man, if it takes you or someone on your football team to fly out to the West Coast and get some eyes on Eddie Goldman, I need to do it. And I need to do it sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, there's information you're missing. And you're not going to get it over Zoom. You're not going to get it over any phone call. You know, you need to be in front of somebody and look at them and be able to have a conversation with them. And it's a pity that that can't happen. I don't know if Eddie has any underlying health conditions. I don't know that that all of the stuff that's gone on in the world over the last year has had an impact. I think it's had an impact on everyone.
Right.
But I mean, I just think that you got to be a part of a team if you're going to be a part of it.
If there is an underlying condition, then yes, he's got to be forthright with Ryan Pace, right, and with Matt Nagy and Sean Desai, so that they can move forward. If it's just a lack of desire, if you don't really want to play the game anymore or invest in your football team, what's expected, then just tell them.
Yeah.
No one's going to hate you for that, Eddie. You're a good kid.
Yeah.
And he is a kid in senses as far as the age difference between the two of us. And no one's going to dislike you because of it. But be honest with them. You know, that you owe that to the Bears.
Tom, this is a weird one. I talked to Olin about this briefly yesterday, but Jimmy Graham got into a car accident, apparently a fairly serious car accident, and he said that he contemplated retirement. You know, when you have what could have been a near-death experience, maybe you do reflect on your life and all the rest of it. But there's an old adage, if someone's thinking about retiring, they're retiring, that you got to – that you know, it's a bad idea to have that thought go through a guy's head. Now he wants to win a title and he wants to stay with it, but he is a high cap number. Were you surprised to hear him talk about that? And his role is touchdown catcher, right? It's a right. very he's red zone weapon. That's pretty much the reason that he's on this team.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to you and Olin talk about him. You know, and Jimmy Graham, at the moment of an accident, you contemplate retirement. You know, that comes and goes with anybody, I think, that has double-digit years of service behind him. I think that when I look at Jimmy Graham on the practice field, when I see him and the camaraderie with just one guy like Cole Kmet. He means a lot to Cole. Cole means a lot to Jimmy. I think Cole is a type of guy that can make Jimmy feel younger. And, you know, one thing about Jimmy, just give me first downs. Give me first downs and touchdowns. If you have no yards after the catch, look, man, you got a lot of years of service. But when you make the catch, give me a first down out of it. Give the Bears another set of downs. So that's what I'm looking for out of him. When you look at the play discrepancy from the first eight games to the last eight games, it was all Jimmy Graham in the first eight games.
Yep.
If Cole Kmet would have had a realistic preseason, maybe it would have been different in those first eight games. But then after the second half of the season, it was Cole Kmet getting more reps than Jimmy Graham. So it was kind of the transition in how and the way it should have taken place. And I think, you know, it's going to be the same. It's going to be more of Cole's position to have those yards after catch, those long-distance tight end catches. But, you know, there's a lot of older guys that sit there and contemplate retirement in the offseason when they're just enjoying their free time. And then the reality of having to show up and be around your team. But you talked about it. You know, that's the fun of it. You know, Johnny Rowland, who was a running backs coach at the Bears throughout my whole time, he came up to me and he goes, "Do you ever wear clothes to practice?" Because I would show up in sweats every day. And I'd go to my locker, take those sweats off, and wear clean sweats home. Because I love that part of the job. It was awesome. And Jay used to say, you know, the greatest part about the job is we don't have to shower before we come to work.
That's the greatest line ever.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, you know, that's kind of the immature fun of the game. That's what we're doing. We're playing a game, and that's kind of the fun and the attraction of it. Look, when it was 30 below zero and my dad was going to work for ComEd to climb electric poles, I didn't want – my dad says, look, you're not doing that for a living. You're going to do something different. And it just happened to be football. But Johnny Rowland was always a guy going, man, do you ever put on clothes to come to work? And I'm going, no, Johnny, because that's the best part of it.
What are you supposed to do, put a suit on?
Well, know? Just, you know – He says, you know what, I'm going to buy you some jeans. I'm going to buy you some – I said, Johnny, don't do it because I'm not going to wear it. So – you know, that was the fun of it.
There's a great story. There was a media member who used to wear like a bicycling gear, and he would use his bike, and he would ride up on his bike, and then he would change into sweats, and he kept his sweats in the media room, and he would, you know, just go into the little bathroom and change clothes and wear his sweats while he was at work, and then he'd go back into his outfit and ride his bike home. And apparently, at one point, they had TSA would come in, and everyone would go through, you know all this,
right.
We'd go through the TSA, and they apparently did a sweep of the room before they brought everyone in. They found these old rusty sweat clothes, so they tossed them out. So this guy comes in the next day in his bike gear, and it's his beloved sweatshirt and sweatpants have been tossed, and he's got nothing to wear. Now the Bears supplied him with some sweats to get him through the day. But he was convinced that another guy in the media corps had thrown out his stuff, when in reality it was just the TSA sweeping the room. But it's hysterical, because that's a great benefit to have of a job, when you're just kind of around a bunch of sweaty guys and you don't have to worry about how you look or what you're, you know. It's, I'm saying, as a sports writer, we had the same policy, Tom, if I could tap into Jay's thing. It's just about getting through the day and getting your work done. You don't have to worry what was going on. All right, we are going to bring in Brad Biggs. He was not the guy that I'm talking
he
about.
Could be, man.
But I believe he was accused of throwing out the clothes. At any rate, we'll talk to Biggsy next. It's Mully and Haw, and we have our guy Tom Thayer in today. A lot of fun having Tom to talk to. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom Thayer, kind enough to sit in this morning. What a humbling fact. And we are delighted to welcome in our guy. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Home Run In Hotline. Try your pizza on the grill this summer. Visit homerunin.com for unique grilling recipes and more. It's fantastic, and we are always delighted to talk to our guy, Biggsy. Biggsy!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we got a lot going on. You know, we got baseball all over the place. We are actually going to be giving away some tickets. You know, Wrigley Field, they're back to 100% capacity. Score wants to send you to a game, so listen to us today for your chance to win tickets to this Friday's game. Visit Cubs.com/tickets to get the seats you want. That's one of the things going on. You tell us what's going on, Brad. What is your number one takeaway from minicamp?
Well, Fields has looked pretty good, and Dalton looked better than he did during OTAs, in my opinion anyway, and the coaches certainly feel like they've got a comfort level for Dalton. The energy has been up at House Hall the last 2 days. I'm sure it will be again later on today with a shorter practice, the final day that these guys have before they get a little bit of a break. And it was interesting, Matt was asked about the break that's coming up for Justin Fields and sort of what he anticipates the rookie doing. And Matt's response was pretty clear: football, football, football every day. Something involving football, whether it be the playbook or working on, the inflection of his voice when calling plays in the huddle, just about everything you can imagine is footwork. So exciting times for the Bears as they prepare for training camp a little bit later on in July.
You know, Biggsy, just in the mandatory minicamp, because so many of the defensive players weren't there during the voluntary portion, I was impressed with the enthusiasm they showed in the last couple days, the excitement, the reflection, at least to Sean Desai, that the guys were excited to be on the field when they made plays. And then, on the other hand, I was also kind of excited to see the speed displayed by Marquise Goodwin, I thought, in the 84 jersey, because we're kind of left with the thought of speed with Cordarrelle Patterson, but Marquise Goodwin is picked up right where he's left off in terms of the speed, and then the excitement of the defense. What impression did that leave on you?
Yeah, the defense has been fired up. They may need to come up with some type of better celebration. Kind of what I've seen is they dunk the football into basically what is like a utility cart, right? They roll around footballs in it. If you didn't know better, it would look like a laundry cart, right? And so they kind of dunk it in that, and they're quite fired up. I mean, they got fired up when the quarterback overthrew the wide receiver.
Right.
You know, you're kind of standing there, and you're like, well, your defense didn't do anything there. That was just a really bad throw, buddy. Goodwin, yeah, I think Demir Byrd is the interesting veteran to watch that's been added to this roster, because I think he could slot in the slot. There's a job open there. Clearly they're not going to just hand that thing to Anthony Miller, and he's got a bunch of speed too. Goodwin, I sort of wonder if he's got a shot to make the team. I think he'll have to push to make the roster, but if he does, it will be because of what you said, Tom, and that's because that speed continues to flash, and you certainly do see it out there on the field. Bird can move too. A couple defensive backs stood out yesterday. Kendall Vildor making a couple plays on the ball. Yep. He looks like he might have gotten a little bit thicker in the upper body, a little stronger in the offseason. We haven't been able to visit with Kendall yet, but I'm curious about that. And then Thomas Graham, the rookie, I saw him around the ball a little bit yesterday as well. And while some people might cringe when they hear about interceptions, for Bears defensive backs because they know it's coming against Bears quarterbacks. This team needs to really ramp up the takeaways this season. So you certainly want the DBs to be around the ball in practice when they know what some of the routes are coming are. That's not a bad sign for the Bears in general.
Yeah, you know, I'm very curious, Brad, when you think about the defense and you think about Robert Quinn in particular. The numbers weren't there last year, but Robert Quinn is an experienced pass rusher. Obviously, not being able to go with a lower back isn't a major concern right now, but you really do need production from that position opposite Mac, and you need pressure from Robert Quinn. And, you know, Mac, I mean, every time I think of him, he was drawing holding penalties all over the place last year. Maybe the numbers weren't there, but that was a very important contribution. Be great to see Quinn get something like that going.
Quinn's got to do something. He's got to do something. And while they can downplay a back issue in June, and you understand that, the flip side of that is you've got a guy that's logged a ton of snaps in his career. He's going into, what, year 10, year 11. For guys like that, back injuries don't go away, right? A back injury isn't something that you have and then you're over. Back issues stay with you. So maybe this is something that's really minor for Robert Quinn. But we were out there in training camp last summer. He didn't do anything. We were told it was personal. Then he doesn't play in the opener. And then the production during last season was terrible. So they've got to hope that when they get going next month, Quinn's out there and he looks like he's got a little bit of juice. Worth noting, Bilal Nichols not on the field yesterday I don't think it's something that should be overly concerning. I did see him with the trainer on Tuesday, but then he's back out on the field. So you're looking at a Tuesday and you're saying, okay, this is no big deal. But, you know, Tom can speak to it, better than anyone, that you can have quality depth on the defensive line for your team and it could be eroded in a big hurry. Eddie Goldman doesn't show up this week, and now Nichols isn't out there, and all of a sudden a group that you feel great about at 100% has, you know, it's been chipped away a little bit. So maybe Bilal will be back out there today. I tend to doubt it because they like to be super cautious in June. Hopefully it's nothing troubling at all moving later into the summer.
You know, Big, I feel, you know, Bilal Nichols is the type of guy that he's never had to prove to me that he's willing to work hard and be ready. So if training camp gets here and that's the next time we see him, I'm okay with that. You know, one of my concerns, you know, when you talk about how fragile depth is on the defensive line, it's my same concern at the tight end position. Because when you look at double-digit years of service, Jimmy Graham, J.P. Holtz, Cole Kmet, and Jesper Horsted, yeah, they have Jimmy, they have Cole, and, you know, J.P. Holtz is kind of a H-back, tight end, blocker type of guy. Are we on the search for a couple more guys to come in a training camp, or what you see out of the offense, are you okay with that group?
Yeah, they've got five tryout guys that have been out there, and Jake Butt, the former Michigan Wolverine, is one of them. Sal Canella, another. So I would imagine they're on the lookout. If they see something they like, I don't know that they're just looking for a body to take to camp. But yeah, the depth there, I suppose, is something to keep an eye on, because you lose one of those front guys, and all of a sudden you're saying, hey, can they run as much 12 personnel as they'd like to, right? Because
yep.
I think more 12 personnel this year could really benefit them, and Matt's not going to share whether that's in the plans or not, but you lose one of those top couple guys and then start talking about running 12 personnel, and you might have an issue there. So I think they're probably looking there. Michael Pinnell, I mean, that's a guy who's got a Super Bowl ring with the Kansas City Chiefs, began his career in Green Bay. The Bears know him well. Defensive lineman that can play that nose. They're taking a look at him too. And that's probably smart because, as you guys know, you get to the end of July, you can't find an able-bodied defensive lineman with real experience on the street. Those guys don't exist. They've all been scooped up. So taking a look at him this week as well. And back to the tight ends, I think Cole Kmet has looked good this week. I really liked what Jimmy Graham had to say the other day about, you know, where he's at in his career, what he believes he can bring to the field, and then really talked about the joy he gets out of watching Cole develop and trying to help him along. And you know, you're listening to a real pro who's been doing it at a high level for a long time when Jimmy talks. And it's not just about Jimmy going out and getting Jimmy's numbers. It's kind of passing it along to Cole Kmet. So I thought that was valuable to hear from Jimmy Graham when he spoke on Tuesday.
Brad, Tevin Jenkins penned his contract, and we know that he's kind of being fast-tracked for that left tackle position. You know, you wonder about that. You just wonder if a guy is a legit left tackle, why it took the NFL so long to take him. I believe he went at 39th, and if other teams had believed in him in the same way the Bears do, maybe he'd have gone earlier. We know he can be a mauler type, a big guy that can play physical football. But you look at that offensive line, is that the greatest concern? Is there not a concern pretty much all over the place with that group?
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line, you've got some question marks. You felt much better about what it did the second half of last season, but you've got some question marks. And Elijah Wilkinson was playing left tackle earlier this spring, right. And now he's over at the right tackle spot with Tevin Jenkins getting a look at the left side and some of those guys that can come off the edge. Now, there's no pads on, so you're literally just getting a look at them. You're not being forced to block a Khalil Mack or some guy that's played in the league for quite some time. But Jermaine Ifedi's been sidelined, and I don't think it's anything serious with him at all. But you give Tevin a taste of what he's going to be asked to do later on this summer. I would think they'd get Wilkinson back over on the left side a little bit. You don't just want to hand the job here to Tevin Jenkins, but right. I like the point you made that you've got a guy who, when Tevin is playing well, I think what's going to stand out the most is he's just the physically imposing guy. Like you said, he's a mauler. Well, a mauler isn't going to look real good without pads on, without the opportunity to play contact football, and they don't want a lot of contact here in the spring. So when they get the pads on, maybe he'll have a chance to look a little bit better. Hopefully he's adjusting to the speed and understanding some of the technique that he's going to have to maintain, because it's one thing to work on your technique in individual drills. It's another thing to still play with that technique at full speed when you got a guy coming right at you.
Great stuff, Big Z. Always a joy to catch up. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
That is Brad Biggs, the football man from the Chicago Tribune. We have Tom Thayer with us. We've got Gordon Whitmire is going to join us in a little bit, but we're going to talk to you next. 312-644-6767. What is your greatest concern with this team? Is it all about the quarterback, or are there other issues that need addressing as well? 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw. We have Tom Thayer, the great man himself, has deemed it appropriate to join us. And it's humiliating to be next to the greatness. Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Some of the stages that we're at right now, which is very normal for a rookie that we're going through with Justin, he's already conquered that, meaning Andy. So now he's seeing things. Like, for instance, today we had a we did some 2-minute, and we had a play called in 2-minute at the line of scrimmage, and he flat out just got to a completely different play, and it worked, and it got us a first down. And I think that's where you, like, you see something on defense, you get out of a play that you don't really like and you get into a play that you like, and then you convert it. There's a lot of ownership there, and it's easy for him. Like, that's natural. That's not something that we sit there and applaud him 100 times a day because he did it. Like, that's supposed to happen. And so he's the offense he has completely. I mean, he really has it down. So I think now it's just trying to come to us and tell us what he likes, doesn't like, and now we fit all that together.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Matt Nagy. He is the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and he's talking about the Red Rifle there. And we will get to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. But we got some business we want to let you know about. Wrigley Field is back to 100% capacity. The Score wants to send you to a game. Listen to us today for your chance to win tickets to this Friday's game. You visit Cubs.com/tickets to get the seats you want. And we want to let you know about a really cool thing that's going on here at The Score. Next Wednesday, I'm sure you've heard of that if you listen to the station, but next Wednesday, The Score is broadcasting the first ever What About Chicago Radiothon. We are partnering with former Bear Sam Acho's a charity, Athletes for Justice, to fund the construction of a grocery store in Austin. Austin Harvest, it's currently a pop-up mart that sells healthy, fresh food at an affordable price to an area that has become kind of a food desert. So the store employs high schoolers from Austin, and Danny Parkins, he's going to host for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. on the 23rd through 9 a.m. on the 24th on all of the Score shows. So we'll have all, we'll be here, Dan and Layla, everyone will be here, but Danny will be with us he'll be with us for transition. They're going to kick the thing off, and then we'll get to see him at the end. He'll be exhausted, and hopefully we'll help carry him over the finish line. That is 24 hours. Starting at 9 on the 23rd through 9 a.m. on the 24th. That's great stuff from Danny. And it's we're going to be joined by Sam Acho, other prominent athletes, the kids from Austin Harvest. If you want to donate right now, you can do it. You want to learn more about it, go to 670thescore.com/give or text give to 44995, 44995. We'll also have the chance to win great prizes. You'll get an opportunity to do that. When you donate, you could maybe win tickets to a suite at a Cubs game, a Bulls game, a Hawks game, plus all sorts of autographed memorabilia. Everybody is chipping in. It's a great cause, and congratulations to the Score for doing it. And Danny is going to be he's going to be up for 24 hours doing radio. Pretty good stuff.
Wild. You know, Sam and Emmanuel Acho.
Yeah.
When Sam came to Chicago and you first get an introduction to him and you just listen to him and the experiences that he and his family have gone through in life to help out the less fortunate or,
yes,
you know, amazing guys. The more I hear them represent themselves and represent their causes, the more impressed I become. I've just really, really have gained a super amount of respect because I was introduced to Sam Acho, the football player.
Right.
And then when you listen to Sam Acho and Emmanuel Acho, the activists, I become even more impressed with them. So I think with the Score and what you guys are doing, it's impressive, and I'm happy for all parties involved.
Yeah, listen, we all know what happened over the summer, and you know, some stores were shut down. The idea that you can help with the construction of a grocery store in Austin is just, it's phenomenal. Yep. It's something everybody ought to be interested in and give back to, and it'll be great to have Danny on the air, to have Sam and all the other athletes and the kids from Austin Harvest. I'll be interested to hear them as well.
Well, I'll be interested to listen to Danny at the 20th plus hour.
Right. We're going to get the stretch run. So that's going to be fun. You know, he's going to become limping off less into this bundle of energy. Huh? It'll be fun. And I hope he, he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Danny's a young lad. I mean,
yes, he is.
You and I, Tom, we could probably do 24 hours, but then we'd need the next week off.
Right. Hey, man.
I still have a 24-hour period in me. It's just what happens after.
Yeah, so do I. It
I'll
depends
be stretchered to a hospital.
Depends what I'm doing for the 24 hours and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's
That's right.
It's a lot. It's
Vegas, baby. All right. 312-644-6767. The Score Listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And let's get out to the lines. We find Jordan. Jordan's on the road. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call. It's an honor to be on the air with you and Tom. Thank you very much. My question for the Bears conversation is this. I was reading an article about the mini camp the other day, and all the receivers were really excited about possibly being able to take the tops off defenses with these new quarterbacks with greater accuracy in the deep ball. Now, will they still be able to do that as much as they hope now that defenses will actually respect the deep ball for the Bears?
Good question.
It's a great point. It's a great question. You know, Jordan, I think the unknown here is Matt Nagy is going to return as the play caller. And I think you have to develop a respect for David Montgomery, Damian Williams, Artavis Pierce, Khalil Herbert, the running game. You have to have respect in the running game, kid. To get that top off, you know, to blow the top off of this offense. You know, you talk about Damian Bird and you talk about Marquise Goodwin. You got A-Rob. You got Darnell Mooney. You have a tight end like Cole Kmet who runs really well. So all those guys are going to play their role, but it's all going to be set up from the play caller. And I think that's what Matt has to figure out, the balance of making sure you keep that respect for David Montgomery in the running game and allow Tevin Jenkins to be the mauler. Because I wanted to readdress that. The best way to get a left tackle acclimated to a new position in the NFL is let him be the mauler. And that's when you call a significant amount of plays for the running game. And then as soon as you gain respect and the linebackers start being over-aggressive at or near the line of scrimmage, the safety start approaching the box and a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, and that's when you can use that speed, you know, to throw the ball up over the top. And again, I thought one of the biggest deficiencies that Mitchell Trubisky did have is throwing accurate passes over 20-25 yards. From what you see repeatedly being done by Dalton and by Justin Fields, that's one of their two biggest assets. So it's got to be that balance. And, you know, Steve Stone talks about the rhythm of a pitcher. You have to talk about balance in terms of calling plays to not only gain the respect of the running game, to open up those opportunities downfield. So I think, Jordan, you'll be able to see it, but it's going to take a combined effort of everybody.
And Tom, the elephant in the room is that Matt Nagy does not tap into that running game. Matt Nagy has not been as balanced in his play calling as you would like to see, and he is back as the primary play caller. So when you did see more balance to the offense a year ago, that's when Bill Lazor kind of took over play calling. And that's I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm not trying to take a shot at Matt Nagy. It's just – he's the ex-quarterback that wants to throw the ball, and I don't know that we've seen him create that kind of balance in what he does offensively, and it would help a ton for a guy like Jenkins.
You know, Juan Castillo, don't wear sunglasses on the sideline. Make sure that you're in Matt Nagy's hip pocket and you're making eye contact with him on first down, on second and four, on the down and distances that you can overwhelm your opponent by having a successful running game. And listen, Juan's been around a long time. He has a tremendous amount of influence, I think, with the relationship that he's been able to develop with Matt Nagy. If he believes that Jermaine Ifedi, James Daniel, Sam Mustipher, Cody Whitehair in the continuous development of the left tackle position. I'm not going to hand it to Tevin yet, but I want him to be able to earn it. If he feels that he has these group of these 320-pound plus maulers, allow him to be maulers. And that's the way that Matt can help this football team the most. So there's a lot of guys that are going to play a role in the development of the opportunity to throw it downfield of the distances, but it's the running game is going to play an important role.
It'd be nice to set it up. I like it, Tom. All right, we're going to bring in Gordon Whitmire next. We'll talk some Cubs with our man Gordon. It's Mully and Haw. He is the great man himself, Tom Thayer, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.